when Jesus walks into our world, into our lives, into our homes, we must respond with complete joy. Our hearts shall begin the John jump. Praise God. Well, this is Willa from Chicago, and let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning. Oh, my God. Whew. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we don't need the Christmas season to jump for joy because we are jumping for joy every day. Because every day we're in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank and praise you for this TMC call where we can start out our day early in the morning. Hallelujah. Praising you, jumping for joy. Lord, we thank you so much for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and the Diaz de Leon family, for they are the reasons we are here this morning. Father, we ask that you continue to bless them, Lord, that they jump for joy. Hallelujah. And what you are doing in their lives. That they jump for joy for the favor that you have showered on them. That they jump for joy for the wisdom that you have given them. Oh, God, and that they jump for joy in the presence, oh, God, in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker who will bring a word this morning that we know that will empower, enrich, and enhance us as believers as we begin our day. Father, we thank you that the speaker decided to stop our way this morning to give us that word. Oh, God, and I ask that you bless the speaker immensely. Father, that you, whatever their hands touch, prosper, and that you order their footsteps and be that lamp unto their path and a light unto the lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. Now, Lord, we thank you that this call will go forth with clarity because it is covered with the blood of Jesus, and with Jesus' joy. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise that we will go out and share this message with someone as we go through our day with the John Jump joy. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. My brothers and sisters, have a wonderful, hallelujah, a blessed weekend as we do the John Joy Jump. Amen. My host, are you there? Praise God.
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you. I love you. Have a wonderful weekend.
And you too, my sister. God bless you. I love you. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for greeting and seating everyone and opening up the call with that powerful prayer. And I love, love, love that tag, John Jump Joy Friday. Praise God. That sounds like a sermon is in there, and you're ready to bring it forth. I'm sure everybody felt that, and they're ready to hear it, okay? Well, good morning, and welcome once again to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we're so glad that you're visiting and that you're finishing up your week with us this morning. So if this is your first time on this call, we welcome you with the warmest of kingdoms greeting, and you're in store for a blessing today. We're so grateful for this call, which started in October 2010 by two phenomenal women, and they are our co-founders, and they are Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. And this call is about honoring and glorifying the Master, Jesus Christ, our Savior. So we are encouraging you to invite your family and friends and tell them this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. Our call is based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. We have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. If you haven't checked out our website, we encourage you to do so, and it is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site as well as the bios of our speakers. We are encouraging everyone to go to the website and give a donation to Pastor Everett Thomas, who is in Detroit, Michigan, and his ministry, which endured severe damage from water. No gift is too small. You'll see the link on our website. If you have a desire to become a part of this ministry, or if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, please submit your request to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will contact you. Many of us are distributors with this wonderful, wonderful company, and that has the greatest health and wellness products on this side of heaven. And it changes lives daily. Wow, wow, wow. And it's established by the Diaz de Leon family. And to get more information about this wonderful, wonderful company, get with the person that invited you to this call, or get on the motivational call, which we have every day, Monday through Friday, with Platinum President Dorothy Cook and a team of leaders at 7:30, Monday through Friday. And that number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. And the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. That's 539-598-POUND. And they're on Monday through Friday talking about the wonderful, wonderful products. Well, today is Friday, and we're remaining on this line to take your prayer requests and praise reports. So we're not going to prolong the time. We're going to say, brothers and sisters, we know you are ready for the word from the Lord this morning. This man of God who's going to present our word is none other than Pastor Derek Allen, who's been pastoring for the past 16 years. And he is the senior pastor, president of Divine Word of Truth in Brooklyn, New York. Pastor Allen married Beverly Bresnell on June 12, 1982. From their union, they have three wonderful children, Nigel, Clavia, and Angel. In addition, God has blessed them with a son-in-law, a daughter-in-law, and three grandchildren. In May 1988, Pastor Allen received his local license to preach in Trinidad and Tobago. He furthered his studies in mobilization to evangelism, meeting the Muslim challenge, World Mission Today, effective communication, Christian leadership, and evangelizing the Hindu. In February 1996, he attended Community Bible Institute in New York and graduated May 1999 with a certificate in theology. In 2004, Pastor Allen continued his biblical studies and received his bachelor's degree in theology, majoring in religion from International Theological Seminary of California. Pastor Allen has traveled to several countries to minister the word and to perform various pastoral duties. These countries included many, and such as Canada, Barbados, St. Croix, and St. Thomas, Nigeria, and I tell you, it's awesome to see a man of God who spreads the word from country to country. Well, Pastor Allen is an artist distributor and continues to be instrumental in the lives of everyone he interacts with. His desire is to win the world for the Lord. However, if he helps one sinner to find his or her way to God, then his life is not in vain. Pastor Allen continues to be bold and brazen, fighting on the Lord's side. And we are so happy that he is a part of the Master's Call team. And I present to some and introduce to some and present to others none other than Pastor Derek Allen. Pastor Allen, are you there?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me this morning?
Yes, I can, sir. You can take it away. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Minister Terrell. Amen. Praise God, Minister Willa, and the entire, amen, TMC call. Amen. Praise God, family. Thank God for Dr. P.K. Robert this morning. Amen. Dr. Witherspoon, who always give me that text the night before to let me know that I'm up. I appreciate it so very much. And thank God for each and every one of you, the Diaz de Leon family. Amen. Praise God. The team here in Brooklyn, New York, Bernadette Selby, Pastor Glenn John, and all of you distributors, amen, praise God, who are making a difference in the life of others. You know, most of us, we have not met each other in person. Our relationship is basically, amen, how we communicate by, amen, technology. So I just want to update my bio by saying, amen, my last daughter, Angel, and maybe you may have heard in my, amen, bio that we had two, amen, in son-in-law and daughter-in-law. So God has blessed us with a son-in-law last week. Amen. Thursday, my daughter Angel was married. Amen. And I thank God for her husband. Amen. Who is now part of our family. Amen. So she's now Angel Nicholas. Amen. She married Andrew Nicholas. And God has also blessed us with a fourth grandchild. So what can I say? My family is growing. Amen. Which means I am aging. But amen. I thank God this morning. So just so that you know, again, we meet this way. So I just want to keep you abreast of, amen, what's going on in our family. I praise God this morning. And if I never have the opportunity, amen, to say that at the end of the program, I want to say season greetings to one and all. And also in advance, a merry, merry, merry Christmas, amen, and a prosperous 2015, because this will be my last message, amen, for the year, amen, as the records show. So I really appreciate, amen, the opportunity to share the word of God with you, amen, throughout this entire year. I want to really, really say thank you to Dr. Weatherspoon. Thank you to Dr. PK and those who really select the speakers and for allowing me to share on these programs, amen, every single opportunity that I have. I want to speak to us this morning on the topic, praise God, encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. Be encouraged or encourage yourself. Amen? So you can put it that way. Be encouraged or encourage yourself. I want to use for a scripture text, amen, 1 Samuel chapter number 30, 6 verses. It says, and it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burn it with fire. Amen. Praise God. Just a little comfort in this room, so bear with me this morning. And had taken the women captive that were therein, and slew not one, neither great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burnt with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. And David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahinoam, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Father, I thank you this morning, and I give you praise. Thank you for this opportunity today. I pray that someone would be blessed. Someone would be encouraged. That when it seems, oh God, like all is lost, all they have to do is encourage themselves, because you have the final word. You have the final say. Bless, we pray in Jesus' name. Encourage yourself. And even in the season and this time that we are living in, it's a suicidal time. December month statistically shows that more people commit suicide more than ever before. More murders take place in some areas more than ever before. Loneliness plagues even Christian people. And I want to talk to a child of God this morning. I pray that there is an unsaved person on this line or this call today. But I really want to talk to the believer, because believer, your persona, your countenance, your personality, your character, it speaks about the God we serve. It speaks about people seeing you and wanting to follow your God. So I want to say to you this morning, I'm challenged to speak to you this morning, to encourage yourself. And things may not always be the way you want it to go or to be. But this day, I pray that you encourage yourself. Encourage is to be in good spirit for a group. Oh, my God. I'm saying something today. You cannot be a leader and you're always with your chin hanging down, with your hand below your chin. When I end my radio program, I tell the people to square your shoulders and keep your chin up, because the sky is the limit and the earth belongs to God. And to understand this morning that to be encouraged is to be in good spirit for a group. Be of good comfort. This Christian life is a fight. But in this fight, we are called to be strong. The writer in the book of Ephesians telling the Ephesians, he said, listen, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. For we are wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and a host of spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places, you see. So I'm talking to you today on this call. Whatever city you're in, wherever you are right now, whatever might be going on in your life, to be encouraged and to encourage yourself. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I know you can't say amen, or you're saying it to yourself, but it's okay. Say amen. So understand this morning, the text I use, God gave me this text for us to see this. To understand that David was a mighty man of valor. David was a powerful man. But here it is, the enemy, the Amalekite, invaded the camp of David and his people. And David was a mighty man, but the people around him, it seemed like their faith was as much as they can see. They see their family members around them. They see their provision. They see, amen, all that they have acquired, and they celebrate that. But here it is, the enemy invaded their camp and took all of their women and children. And let's be real, sometimes we hear about a kidnapping and we hear about things and we are pricked in our heart and we say, God, I don't know what I will do if this thing happened to me. But here it is, the word of God said none was killed. But to understand the feeling that they felt, that David and his men, they lifted up their voice and they wept, the word of God said it, until they had no more strength to weep. Oh, my God, this morning, I believe that as I speak this word today, someone is weeping right now. And if you are not weeping, amen, as far as outside, on the inside of you, there is a pain, there is a hurt, there is something that you are going through. And you are looking for a solution. You are looking for an answer. I praise God this morning that God has sent me with the answer to tell you today to encourage yourself. The Bible said that David's wives were taken, more than one. Yet his children were taken, and their people, amen, praise God, they were so distressed that they almost wanted to blame David for what took place. And the word of God said they were so angry with David that they wanted to stone him. Oh, this morning, I don't know who you're leading. I don't know what's going on in your home. But somebody who trusted you saw things happen in a way that they did not expect it to happen. And they're telling you it's your fault. They're telling you that you is the one to be blamed. And you are now discouraged. I'm here this morning to encourage somebody, maybe just one person, down in the south or somebody here in the east, amen, or somewhere in Africa this morning or in the Caribbean, to encourage yourself. The Bible said that the people wanted to stone David, but David, he encouraged himself. Oh, somebody hear me today. Praise God. David encouraged himself. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 1, verse 38, the Bible told us, amen, that God made a promise to Israel. He said, listen, to go and to spy out the land. And the people that went in, 10 went in and they saw the land. They saw the fruit of the land. They saw the milk and honey. They saw, amen, all that God promised them. But in the midst of what they saw, they also saw, on the other hand, people bigger than them. I don't know who you are this morning, but you may be looking at a situation, and you're seeing the favor of God, but you are seeing, oh, my God, I wish I had time this morning. You're seeing an obstacle in your way, and you're saying, God, I see what you promised me, but on the other hand, I'm seeing giants. I'm here to tell you this morning to encourage yourself that the God that you serve, he is a giant killer. All you have to do is trust in him. So God said, listen, only Caleb will be able to possess this land. But Moses writing to the children of Israel, he said, listen, I want you to encourage, amen, Joshua, because Joshua is bold. Hallelujah. Verse 37, and it said, Joshua the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit the land. Moses encouraged the people to, oh my God, to encourage Joshua. Listen, Joshua will be strong. Joshua will be established. Joshua will be mighty in the face of his enemy. I don't know who I'm speaking to this morning, but God sent me with his word to you today to encourage yourself. Man of God, woman of God, square your shoulders. We saw in Missouri, amen, the conflict that are taking place right here in New York. The protest is going on. People are stopping. People are concerned. The nation is in uproar. But God is saying to the child of God, in regards to what's happening, just encourage yourself. Woman of God, today, you may be a single person. Everybody's passing you by. They're getting married. She's getting a man or a husband. And you are there and you are feeling sorry for yourself, having a pity party. I'm here this morning to tell you to encourage yourself. I told my church woman this some years ago, listen, take yourself to dinner. Dress up nice. Put on the best perfume. Amen. The best dress, the best shoes. And step out. Praise God. Do not wait for a man to validate you. Do not wait for a woman to validate you. You look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, I'm the best thing that God has ever created. Oh, somebody hear me today. David's life was in danger, but David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Oh, come on, somebody, praise God. He made a path for me in righteousness for his name's sake. He said, though I walk through the valley of the be funny. Your business may be going down, but don't look at the situation that you're in. Look at the magnitude of your God. If you will encourage yourself, if you're a pastor this morning, your congregation is depleting. Amen. People are leaving your church. If you know you're walking right, if you know you're in the will of God, be still. The word of God said, know that I am God, because the word of God said, there will be, amen, an apostasy, even in this day and time, sometime around this season. People get so caught up, amen, with the things that they forget the purpose for the season. And you, man of God, it brings discouragement. I want to encourage you this morning, woman of God, your beauty salon or your artist business or whatever you are into may be going down. I'm here to encourage you today, to encourage yourself. Speak to yourself this morning. Say, self, amen, be still. Self, amen, God is able. The writer said in Psalm number 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. I'm coming down. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemy and my foe, came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumble and fell. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise up against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Brothers and sisters this morning, ladies and gentlemen this morning, don't matter what you're facing in your life, don't matter what obstacle come your way, encourage yourself. Some songwriter says, since I'm serving Jesus, I have no regret. I have no regret because Jesus never failed me yet. Somebody said again, he's able to deliver me. Whatever you're going through right now, know that God is well able. I praise God for you today. Man of God, woman of God, encourage yourself. Don't wait to be validated by anyone. You encourage yourself. God bless you is my prayer today. Back over to our host.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that awesome, awesome word from the Lord. Encourage yourself or be encouraged. I'm going to ask you, Pastor Allen, to come back after the few announcements to give us our benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We honor you and we praise you for your this awesome word that you've given us to encourage ourselves. Lord, we have your word before us. You told us we're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and no weapon formed against us will prosper. We thank you, Father. You told us to be of good courage. You have overcome the world. Hallelujah. So, Father, we glorify you, Father, for the word that you watch over to perform it daily for each and every person on this call. We thank you, Father, for Pastor Allen, who has brought forth this powerful word, who have given us the word to encourage ourselves, to realize that we are victorious through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you are blessing him. You're keeping him. You're pouring back into him, Lord, a double portion, Lord, like never before. He and his family, Lord God, his surrounding, his ministry, his church, everything that's connected to him, oh God. We thank you that you're doing a mighty work in and through his ministry. We glorify you, Father, for doing it, not according to man's might nor power, but by the Spirit of the true and living God. And Father, we're right now lifting up every person that may be ill and sick or shut in, Lord God. We speak to them, including Joni. We call you healed by the word of the Lamb. We thank you by the blood of Jesus. They are healed. And we thank you, Father, that again, you watch over your word to perform it. And we call it done according to your word. Lord God, we thank you for the bereaved families, Lord God. We thank you for comforting them like never before, placing your arms around them and letting them know, Lord, that their loved ones are with you. Father God, we come against every spirit of suicide right now with the blood of Jesus. And we say, you have to cease. You have to go. According to the word, we have the power and authority to say no more in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for Pastor Vanessa and Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you, Father, for blessing them, keeping them in all their ways. And Lord God, for every minister, every person on this call, we glorify you, Father, that you will keep them in perfect peace throughout this weekend, Father, as we carry forth your word and be strengthened according to your word, that we'll be encouraged and our hearts will leap like jumping John. Our hearts will leap with joy according to your word. In Jesus' name, we say thank you and amen. And I know, prayer partners, I know, TMC family, you want to hear this call again, especially over the weekend. Share it with someone. The playback number is 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. And the PIN is 957-677-pound. Remember, you can remain on the call to give your prayer requests or your praise reports. And then we have the motivational call that's on right after this, and it's 530-881-1300, and that PIN is 539-598-pound. Again, please go to our website and give us a special donation to the ministry of Pastor Everett Thomas to help with their recovery. We thank you again, Minister Willa, for that awesome, awesome opening and prayer and the joy of the Lord being your strength and encouraging us to live in God's joy. And also, we say God bless you, Pastor Derek Allen, and thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you please close us out with the benediction?
Well, again, I give God thanks and praise. Thank God for a beautiful year on the Master's Morning Call. Thanks again to our host who has really graced me with the opportunity to share. And again, season greetings and a Merry Christmas. Bright and prosperous 2015 in great health. God protect you. God cause his face to shine upon you. God lift up the light of his countenance in you. Be gracious unto you and grant you his peace. As I would always say, amen, you are a victor, you're not a victim. You are up, you're not down. You're destined for greatness, and destiny is ahead of you. Square your shoulders and keep your chin up. The sky is the limit, and the earth belongs to God. Peace. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Back to you.
Amen, amen. Well, TMC family, we thank you again, Pastor Allen, and we're now going to turn it over to our phenomenal co-founder, and that is none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon over in Texas. Are you there, Dr. Weatherspoon?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Brenda. I always appreciate the anointing of God on your life as you host these calls, and we thank you, Minister Willa, as always, praying us, praying down heaven so that we have a clear, precise call. And man of God, I love you. I so appreciate you again. Congratulations on your daughter's wedding. And thank you for that powerful word reminding us that we have something to do. We have to encourage ourselves. Appreciate you. And to our TMC family, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank God for each and every one of you who press each and every morning to be a part of what God is doing in our lives, individually, corporately, in our artist family. We thank God for you. This is always our Faithful Friday where we open up the queue, and one of the foundational points that God gave us when we were birthing the Master's Call was that it would always be a place of prayer, that we would all be midwives, men and women, midwives of prayer. The will of God doesn't happen in the land just because we want it to, just because we wish it to, just because we think it's a good idea. The will of the Lord happens in the land because you and I and others birth in prayer, stand in the gap, make up the hedge, decree to the heavens so that it's a fixed fight in our favor. So we're asking right now if you had a prayer request or for some of you with a praise report to hit *6 and then 1, and you can come into the queue, and we will be more than happy and even honored to take your prayer request today. We can't believe, wow, today is the 12th day of December in the home stretch for the year, and God has been good to us. God has been faithful. Many who started this journey on with us today, And we thank God that he's allowed us another day, another opportunity to, what, glorify his name. So this is your time that we make deliberately to always hear from you, and so we can join in concert with you to pray. I've got a text from Valerie Garcia to pray for her niece who's having some medical challenges. I'm going to pull that text up. And I think that's the only other text I got. Specifically, we're continuing to pray for Martha Marie Preston's mom, who's doing very well, but continue to keep her in prayer so that all is well there. So we're just going to open up the queue, and now we'll start in Philadelphia. Good morning, Siobhan. Welcome to the Master Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. How are you?
Blessing you.
Good, good. Thank you so much. This morning, I would like to have prayer for my spiritual mom. Her name is Jacqueline Dade. She not only has lupus, but she has cancer, and she doesn't want to take the V because of the K vitamins that's in it. And so I'm trying to figure out what other combination that maybe about products she would hopefully take. And so I wanted to lift up prayer for her. Also, I want to lift up prayer in regards to my work again. There's different types of turmoil that's going on at the job. But I tell you, God's covering is absolutely awesome, because this week, even though some things was going on, I truly had a blessed week. I even had old coworkers that was calling to check in on me to see how I was doing. And I'm like, I'm fine. But, you know, there is craziness going on, but praise God. And then I just want to lift up prayer for our artist family, the distributors, especially those on this line, who's still trying to reach those goals as far as ending out this year. I went back to some of the later calls and conferences that I had recorded from the beginning of the year. And so just want to lift up people who are trying to really still strive to meet those goals that God would have for them to meet, and that they won't get discouraged, but they would encourage themselves. So thank you, Pastor Everett, for that message. And you all have a blessed, blessed weekend. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And we all are striving to reach our goals, and we appreciate you always when you come on thinking about the artist family and where we are all trying to go, which is higher, eagles in Christ. All righty, that's the only name that was in the queue so far. We don't have to prolong it. I went back and looked at my text, my memory charge. Was it not kicked in this morning? It is Valerie's grandmother, Josephine Porch, that she wanted us to lift up in prayer. Valerie in Houston had texted me, so we want to add her to our prayer list. All right, Miss Jackie there in Indiana, we got our regulars. Good morning, sweetheart. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. I'm kind of rushing around here this morning. I'm about to leave, but and I want to thank God for the message this morning, beginning with Sister Willa and the anointing that she had on her welcoming everybody this morning, and the message from pastor. But also right now, I ask you again to lift up the family for, I'm so sorry, I'm kind of rushing this morning. Here, we're about to lay to rest. And I requested prayer for his family last week, but today is the day of his homecoming. So if you can keep him uplifted in prayer, and all I can think of right now is his name is Bill Mays, I'm sorry. He was a close personal friend of the family, and in some ways he had been a Boaz to our family at times. So I'm really thankful for him, but I'm more grateful for the friendship that we had and the closeness that we had within our entire family. So if you can keep our family and his family lifted up as they celebrate his homegoing today.
All righty, we got it down and we got you covered. Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. All righty, in the queue next is Ms. Deborah. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, artist family. Bless God, and I thank God for that message. I am so encouraged right now, and I plan to carry that encouragement for the rest of the year. I am seeking prayer for one of my church sisters, Allison LaChapelle, who is had a stroke, and she's in a coma right now, and the doctors are saying they've done all that they can do. So I'm asking for prayer because we believe in God that he can reverse that whole condition and bring her through.
Amen.
Please keep her in prayer. And my mother, Valda Edmondson, I'm asking for prayer for her, for strength and peace in her mind at this time because she's dealing with a lot and caring for my aunt, who has Alzheimer's, and my mom is 80. So I'm just asking God to continue to strengthen her and the decisions that she has to make, that it wouldn't overwhelm her and she will just have some peace in her mind.
All right. We got that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's always good to hear from you also. All righty. Are there any more prayer requests? You hit star 6 and come into the queue. All right.
Can you hear me, Vanessa?
Yes, I was going to call on you. Good morning. Our co-founder is on this morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts. The floor is yours. You just muted yourself. Okay. Now you're unmuted.
Dr. Vanessa, thank God for you today. And good morning to each and every one of you. Pastor Allen, thank you so much for that wonderful message today. I do have so much to say, and I'm going to capsule it, put it in a capsule. I would like for you guys to pray for Denise Armstrong. Her husband, Lee Armstrong, they were faithful members of Artists International, became director. Well, he had a boating accident, died. His homegoing services are tomorrow in Atlanta. So lift up Denise. She was not expecting this, and all of us who love them so much. I also want you to pray this morning for Joanne Goody, Mrs. Joanne Goody now. She is a host of a radio show, and if you all would just it's on health and wellness. I will be speaking on there this morning at 11:15 Central Standard Time. The number is 281-837-222. Again, 281-837-2222. That's four twos at the end. Let's support her, encourage her to just continue doing what she's doing. She has been so faithful to this radio station and this particular program. It is a Christian radio station. Okay, and finally, the two things that I am praising God for today, we are having my housewarming this evening at 6 o'clock. I know that you can't be here, but just send some good thoughts this way. And for those who are going to be here, we are going to be celebrating. Also today, you all remember Minister Lance Waterman, who has been speaking on our program here for a while. Well, his wife came in, and we are going to be celebrating her birthday today. We're giving her breakfast in bed. She sleeps. She doesn't know what's going on. And so she's going to be with us here for a while as they are transitioning here to Florida. So pray for them that they have a smooth transition. That was a lot, Pastor V, but I am finished, I promise you, for right now. I thank God for you all. I love you so much. Love you, love you, love you. And so excited about the super fantastic lifestyle that God is blessing me with.
Wow, wow, wow. Didn't know Lori's birthday was so close to mine. Definitely tell her happy birthday for us, and we will definitely keep her in prayer. All right.
Yep. Something on the Facebook. Just something on the Facebook for her. Happy birthday.
All right, I got her down, and happy birthday. We got all four of them down. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All righty, I think we've got our Miss Joni. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa and P.K. Robert. I'm just laying here and thanking God for each day. I take a day at a time. I'm just renewing my strength and my bone marrow. So we're praying that, believing that the bone marrow just start building up on its own. So I just walk by faith and not by sight. It's a recovery, but God got it. Thank you.
Amen. And it's already done. And you know all of Artist Family is praying and bombarding heaven for you. And I tell you, we just always are encouraged to hear your voice and to know that the great Surgeon General, our Lord and Savior, and the Jehovah Rapha, healing virtue of Christ, is being sent to you. So it's always good to hear from you. And know, Miss Joni, we are standing in the gap and praying for you. Thank you for calling in. Are there any more prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? All right, because we always want to take time and make time every Friday for you all to pray. Okay, with that being said, I don't see anyone else. We'll go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for our tag. Like John, we are jumping for joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord as it flows through us, it produces fruit, good fruit that will remain. The joy of the Lord is a force that drives out the garment of the spirit of heaviness, and we put on that garment of praise as we have joy in you, Jesus. We thank you that the Jesus joy captivates us, and we use it to encourage ourselves and shift the atmosphere so that we can be used mightily by you. Father God, we thank you for this call, this Friday, this day that we've never seen before that you've allowed us to be a part of. We thank you that we've come with the mind to intercede, to stand in the gap, to bombard heaven and call on your name, your power, your anointing for all of these prayer requests. We know, Daddy God, that you are a man of God that hears and answers prayer. And even from the heavenlies, Father, you said in Isaiah 55, that 11th verse, you made a covenant contract, a commitment, that every prayer, every cry out to you, that it would not return void, but it'll be wrapped in the anointing of God as it's hurled through heaven, with a garrison of ministering angels on post and on assignment, Michael leading the charge, that those prayers will hit the mark and we will see you show up and show out in our lives, that you will perform that Ephesians 3:20 and do the exceeding abundantly above more than we can ever ask or think. Our confidence is in you and you alone today. And we thank you, God, as we join in concert with you to lift up Valerie Garcia's grandmother, Josephine Porch. We call out her name. We send the healing virtue of God to her in the hospital. We thank you from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. You're doing a work in her. We call her to have more life and life more abundantly. We continue to speak the word of health to Marie Preston's body and to her mother. Father, we thank you that the tests have been encouraging. We speak strength to her heart. We speak a total recovery, not just to where she was, but because the devil was stupid enough to touch her body. We stand on your word in Proverbs 6:31 that she's seven times more. We ask for her to be stronger, for her to be healthier, for her to enjoy life even the more. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace to that entire Preston clan, to the entire family, because her mother belongs to you. And we just thank you that we shout from the rooftops, the devil, what you meant for bad, what you meant in this holiday season to bring depression. Oh, it's been turned around for good and for the glory of God to know that you're in charge. Father, we thank you for Siobhan as we lift up her grandmother, her godmother, Jacqueline Day, that lupus and cancer is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. We send the word like the centurion soldier. We send the word like in Matthew 8 was told us, speak the word only, and you, God, will intervene. So we thank you, Daddy God, that lupus bows to you, that cancer bows, and that a Holy Ghost transfusion takes place in her blood. The blood of Jesus flows through her veins from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We continue to pray for peace and covering for Siobhan at her workplace. All we dispatch even now, the garrison of ministering angels that are camping around her, driving out from around her all spirits of confusion. Drama free in her workplace, we decree it and declare it even now. The hedge of protection around your daughter of Zion, we speak it and establish it in heaven and on earth right now. We continue to pray for our artist family and those who have been focused and faithful as we're striving to achieve goals and to achieve ranks as we end this year. Order our footsteps. Give us favor as we connect with people. Father, highlight to us from the heavens who we're to speak to, when we're to speak to. Oh, God, there are people who need what we have. These products save lives, heal bodies, bring again a healing to our finances. So I thank you, Father. Order our steps as we bless and pray for covering for the whole entire Diaz de Leon family. Father, we thank you for Jackie as we pray for comfort for her family and the Mays family as they celebrate life, the life of Bill Mays today, as they celebrate with his homegoing celebration today. Be with them. Comfort them as only you can do. Comfort Denise Armstrong and her family as they have a homegoing tomorrow for Lee Armstrong. Father, you know the hurt, the pain, but you are the one who can bring comfort, bring peace. Let them climb up in your arms and rest on your bosom and receive supernatural intervention and peace. Father, I thank you that these people, these men of God, knew you and loved you. And I just thank you that they're leaving a legacy. They're leaving a lineage that will bring glory and honor to your name. Let some salvations come out of these homegoing celebrations. Let some deliverances come out of these homegoing celebrations. But give these families the peace that Isaiah 26:3, the peace that surpasses all of our understanding. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for Allison LaChapelle, who's had a stroke and is in a coma. Oh, you are the great Surgeon General. Walk in that hospital. Touch her body, Father. Shake her back to consciousness. And we speak healing to her body. We send the word, the blood of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, bring people in that room that will speak life and life more abundantly. We know that they can still hear even when they can't speak. So I just thank you that we're speaking life. I just thank you that we're fighting for a turnaround. We don't worry about what the doctors say. We believe the report of the Lord that we call, Allison, the heal, the hold in you. Father, I just thank you for peace in Deborah's mind as she stands and intercedes. We pray for Deborah's mother, Volda Edmondson. We pray for peace of her mind and strength for her as she has been a caregiver to family members and has to make major decisions. We speak the 1 Corinthians 2:16. Give her the mind of Christ, that it's not her will, but your will be done, your kingdom come. Father, you know the cares that have been on our heart. Let her lay those burdens down at your feet today, and you minister joy and peace and comfort to her mother in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray for Joanne Goody Charles as she is planning for her radio show today. We thank you for the success with Dr. PK as her guest and continued listeners near and far. Father, we thank you as a nurse, as a life coach, as an exercise aerobic teacher, her great passion to see the people of God live healthy. So I thank you that you anoint this radio show this Friday and every Friday, that people learn and they grow and they live healthy and more healthy because of the seeds of truth that Joanne is planting. Oh, we thank you that we say happy birthday, but this be a blessed day for Lori. We just speak the blessings of God on Lori's life. Thank you for bringing her there safely for safe travels, and we pray for a safe transition for her down to Florida. Father, I just thank you that you're bringing all things together, favor on the job, favor in her going in and her coming out in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we always are so blessed to hear Joni's voice. And we thank you that this bone marrow transplant has been successful. We call it success. We call Joni blessed. We speak life into her spirit that she has life and life more abundantly. I speak strength to her mind, to her body, the joy of the Lord. Father, let a peace flow in that room and let her continue to be our miracle in the making. Oh, Father, I thank you that you're the Surgeon General. You're touching every blood cell, every organ, every tissue. Oh, we send the word of healing. We send the word of restoration. We send the word of strength. We send the balm of Gilead. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you that Joni belongs to you and that she has still years and years of a testimony of a light to shine. So continue to keep our dear sister in your care. Now, Father, for the spoken and the unspoken prayer request on this line, Daddy God, we say thank you. We continue to send the word of strength to Pastor Everett Thomas, sending the provision from the north, the south, the east, and the west to rebuild, not even just to the same, but to even better. Oh, devil, you've been put on notice. You've got to give it back sevenfold. We speak peace in Pastor Thomas's mind as he continues to lead that those sheep that you've entrusted him with. Father God, I just thank you for all these on this line that have petitions before you, that have that are calling out and crying out to you. You said that you are a God that hears but utmost answers prayer. So we thank you that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we decree and declare to the heavenlies, it's already done in you. So we don't wait till the battle's over. Oh, we're shouting and jumping for joy like John today. Oh, we're already lifting our hands, thanking you. We're already opening up our mouths, decreeing that you're a good God. You're an awesome God. You're a faithful God. And as we celebrate your birthday, as we remind the world, it's because you chose to die. It's because you left eternity and scooted back and came in the intersection of time for the redemption and the propitiation of our sins. We thank you, Daddy God, that you would chose Jesus to be born in a manger, and in the hustle and bustle of this season, let us never take our eyes off of knowing that these prayers would fall null and void to the ground if it had not been for your yes, if it had not been for I'll go, if it had not been for our sacrifice, my life on a cross. So I thank you, Daddy God, that these prayers have been heard and have been answered. And as we stand in the gap, as we speak over these prayers, the blood of Jesus, as we speak over these prayers, the delivering power, as we speak over these prayers, the anointing that destroys the yoke, we thank you and we decree and declare it is done. And every prayer is so. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, thank you, TMC family, for just so many of you all still being with us on the live. Go out. Have an awesome weekend. Thank you. So always good to hear from our co-founder. We just speak a blessed housewarming this afternoon, this evening, and just this new season in your life. We just praise God for you, Dr. PK, and for our entire TMC family. We love you. We just speak the blessings of God on you. So go out and have an awesome weekend in Him, and we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday. Bye-bye, and be blessed.